I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The latest survey from Pew Research Center is another step towards post-Christian America. Believers still hold a majority in the United States, but their share of the adult population fell 12% in the last decade. Although believers can and do influence wider society, the reverse is also true. Greg Yoder of Keys for Kids Ministry says,
if you believe everything you hear in the culture, in what's on television, and you believe even some religious leaders who don't believe in biblical truth, it starts eroding some of the things that you've learned even as a child.
To combat the secular shift, Keys for Kids Ministries equips entire families to follow Jesus. The battle to shape belief and worldview starts at home. Get a link to Keys for Kids resources in the full report online.
We share the unchanging message of the gospel with all the things that we offer.
And in the city where Jesus was born, kids and families got a chance to celebrate together this year. Bethlehem Bible College hosted its first Christmas festival. Hundreds of kids, teens, and adults attended. The two-day celebration featured games, hymns, a nativity play, and face painting. Youssef Kumsaya says,
the whole reason for this is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The whole reason we celebrate, it's not just the season, just because it's that time of the year, but because there is a purpose for it. And also, you know, to raise more awareness across the local community that we exist as Bethlehem Bible College.
Many Christians once lived in Bethlehem, but a harsh economic and political situation has forced most to move. Pray the Big C Church will always have a presence in the city where Jesus was born. Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and help you identify ways to find your place in the story of the Great Commission. Would you consider joining us today? Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.